I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Kilvin to Cancel Radio.
Yeah. You're tuning into The Lil Show with me, your host, Talal Karkouti. Yo, just, we're going to have some music right now. I'll be in shortly with my guests. Thank you, Mr. Link Show by the Amber MC. Wicked show tonight, Maddie. How you feeling? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, man, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you for the help, bro.
It's my pleasure. Yeah, I produce his show first Friday of every month at 6 p.m. 4 p.m.
All the people listening at home, you miss out. Like, if you check out the Facebook Live with Talal, then you'll see him rapping and freestyling.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, do we want to promote the radio show or the Facebook Live, you know? Yeah. Well, you can always go back to my Facebook page, if you are my friend, that is, personally, and watch the video on there. I'll make it public anyway. But yeah, you can watch the video there if you miss us at any time. You can see all the behind-the-scenes shenanigans when the tracks are playing. But yeah, coming up, we've got a very special episode of The Missing Link Show. I'm very excited, actually. The Missing Link Show. The Lil Show. It's time for me now. My show. The Lil Show. The London Improv Live Show with me, Talal Karkouti, here on K2KRadio.com. I'm very excited about it. We've got two really lovely special guests, and we're doing a very interesting concept show today. And it's going to be multilingual. European flavors. I hope you speak French, baby. Du sprechen de français?
There's a place you can go, it's funny all the time. It's all by a guy, super nice, L-I-L, London Improv Live.
We see a car getting off the ferry in Calais, and it comes out of the toll booth or the check-in or whatever they have, the customs bit, and it heads down the motorway. The wind flowing suddenly stops as the windows roll up and close. A kind of flustered English man is driving on his own in this car. It's like one of the last remaining Rovers. And he's muttering to himself. Oh man, yes. Europe, here I come. Yeah. God, I can't believe it took me this long to leave the bloody country. I've spent my whole life in the UK. I didn't even have a passport for a long time. But I've done it. I've taken the leap. All this Brexit malarkey. You know, I followed all my friends, my family. I stuck with them. I'm true blue. I voted leave. I'm with them. But since that referendum, you know, people have been talking a lot more about Europe than I've ever heard people talk about Europe. And I'm not changed my mind necessarily, but I'm curious. So before it starts costing me 90 quid, 80 quid, 100 quid to get in and out of Europe, I'm gonna see what the big fucking deal is, huh? So here I come. This is it. It's my first time ever in another country, apart from that one time in Ireland. Oh, yeah, Malaga that time. Yeah, well, that's when I first got the passport. I went to Malaga with my mates. That was hilarious. But that was pretty much like being in England because I was just talking with my mates the whole time, getting pissed, making fun of the... We had fry-ups every day for breakfast. But I made a promise. This time, I'm going to eat European food. I'm going to eat the local food. And I'm going to try and... speak French. I've been reading up a bit and I've got my little phrase book. So I'm going to try my best not to be a typical talk. I want to be a good example of a Brit so that when we leave, I feel justified. Yeah, let's do this. Yeah, we're going to do this. Bloody hell, so how much longer? Oh, about 4 hours. Okay, it's a long drive to the coast. Let's do this.
Drive so fast, no one's gonna catch me.
A few hours later. What the hell? No. Accelerate. No, I'm not. This isn't the. I'm not pressing the. Why is it slowing down? No! Why? British engineering! This rover has lasted me so long. What are you breaking down now for? Oh, shit. Shit, I'll pull over. Oh, God. All right, don't panic, Bob. Don't panic, Bob. Keep it cool. I've got my phrase book. I'm going to be all right. I don't even know where I am. Bloody hell. Oh, who's this? Who's this?
Open the door.
One sec. Oh.
What if net, là? What if net?
Yeah, no, you were right first time. I don't really speak French. Hi, wait.
Il faut vous sortir.
No, wait. Bonjour.
Bonjour. English?
Yeah, English. Mate, I'm a bit stuck here, man.
I don't understand. Ginette!
Ouais, qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
Ouais. La voiture, là, il y a un mec coincé, là, dans sa voiture, sur la route, là. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Bob.
Bonjour, Bob.
Mon voiture
cassé.
Cassé. Le grip.
Il a la grippe.
Ma voiture.
Ou un mouchoir?
My car's sick.
Tissue?
No, I don't need a tissue. No, thanks.
Is the car sick?
No. Yeah, the car is sick. Yes. My car is. I'll just get the stick. Oh no, let me get. Give me the stick. I got a stick here. Crack. See, the stick is broken. My car is like the stick now.
We're French, we're not stupid.
Oh, okay.
You need to move your car from here because...
Is this your house?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, yeah, it's broken, the car.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay. Can I park it in your house, in your driveway?
No.
Can I put the car here? Okay.
Qu'est-ce qu'on fait?
Where?
On l'envoie chez le garagiste. Hein.
Bah oui. Repair garage.
There's a garage.
Yes, garage.
Garage, I understand garage. That, yeah.
Yes, so you walk.
Walking?
Yes, feet.
Walking.
Yes.
Yeah, walking.
3 kilometers.
Village.
3 kilometers. 3 kilometers.
3 kilometers. I got that. Yeah, this. You guys speak English really good. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm really sorry about my French. Mon français is no good. I'm sorry, but thank you very much. I guess I'll push the car.
Yes. Yes.
It's a Rover. It's made out of iron. But I'll try. Have you heard of Rover? It's a British car. English car.
My grandparents they had a Rover.
Your grandparents had a Rover?
Yes. Green, very ugly.
Oh. Yes. Well, this one used to be green. It's brown now. It's called Rust. Have you heard of Rust?
No.
Okay, don't worry about that.
Still ugly, though.
What if I leave it here and I go to the garage?
You take the car
and they come bring
you.
Okay.
You push it outside the house bit.
Okay, all right, I'll try my best.
Garage is in the next village.
Oh, my God. I can't push it that far. I'm going to push it a little bit. I'm going to get it out of the way of your house, okay?
Est-ce qu'on l'aide à pousser?
Allez, on l'aide.
So just straight down.
We help you
pousser.
Look, if you just get me on the hill, I'll go down the hill. No
yes.
problem.
Okay.
Yeah?
On fait ça.
Okay.
All right, then. So let's just push it on this hill, and I'll jump in and I'll drive it down the hill.
Okay.
Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky. Voiture de merde.
Oh, I've got the handbrake on. Sorry.
No.
Sorry, I've got the handbrake on. Really? Sorry, let me just fix that. All right, here we go.
Quel boulet.
Un, dos, tres.
Un, deux, trois.
Squeaky, 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 squeaky.
Oh, no. Oh, shit, I hit that chicken coop. Oh, no.
Non, mais les poules.
Il a niqué le poulailler.
Oh.
Putain. Chicken house, broken.
The eggs.
Oh, the eggs. You're worried about the eggs. Don't worry, one egg is enough for any omelette.
Enough is enough?
One egg is enough, yeah.
Qu'est-ce qu'on va faire?
Look, that's messed up. Do you know what fucked up means? Look, that's
bordel,
really crazy.
Bordel.
Look,
it
just
is bordel.
Don't tell the police that it was me. I'm gonna go now. Okay?
Yes, go, please.
I don't know what to do. Ah, shit. Okay, do I take responsibility for the? Who do you know whose chickens they are?
Ours.
Oh no. I'm really sorry. How much do I owe you?
An entire life.
Yes. We were breeding the chickens since we were little kids.
Oh,
really?
Man.
Just...
Qu'est-ce qu'on va manger au petit-déjeuner?
Look, here's my money. All right, look, I've only got £150 on me in cash, all
Okay, we take it.
You take it all?
Yes.
Yes. Well, the fence, 5 chicken, 2 hens.
And the whole house, the chicken coop as well, yeah.
Yes. So...
No, I guess that's fair enough. Okay.
Vous nous saoulez là. Prenez une décision.
Allez,
merci.
Au revoir. Merci.
Here you go, 150. Can I keep a tenner of it, maybe, just so I can get some food?
Okay.
Allez, c'est bon.
Okay. All right. Bye. Au revoir.
Oui, au revoir.
Oui, au revoir. Allez, salut.
Oh là là, merci.
Shit. At the garage. Hello. I know it's late. I can see you in there.
Hey.
I know you're closed, but I can see you in there. Hello.
Oh, merde. Quoi?
Emergency. Hi. Bonjour. Je m'appelle Bob.
OK.
Mon voiture est poulet. Morte.
Mais tu es stone?
Mon voiture est poulet morte. My car hit chicken, and I need to.
We don't sell the chicken here, Mister. No, on vend pas de poulet là.
Il conduit des poulets. Quoi?
Non, il cherche des poulets.
La police.
What are you doing in there? Are you playing?
Manger poulet.
Are you playing a game in there or something?
Mm-hmm.
Is that poker?
Belote. It is belote.
Belote. What's belote? Is it like poker?
A little.
Do you guys like to gamble? I like to gamble. Do you like to gamble? Bet?
Cash?
I have money? £10. English pounds. 10.
Okay. Allez, hein. Money. Hein. Money is always
but
money.
But I
hein.
Also have a car. It's 3 kilometers that way. voiture. Oh. Rover.
Voiture.
Classic Rover.
Rover. Oh, oh, Rover is yeah. merde. Shit, Rover
no,
is
no.
shit. To repair is really hard.
But it's full of chicken. Okay.
Qu'est-ce qu'il raconte?
Look, I'm desperate, bon. Guys. I need to fix my car. Maybe I only have I have my card. You take card, Visa,
yeah, yeah,
MasterCard.
What about yes. poulet though? What is it?
Beaucoup de poulet, chicken, fresh, very fresh chicken.
Okay.
So about five.
Free range.
Kink.
Organic.
Oui.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fresh. It's like an escalope.
Escalope, yeah. Milan.
Squished
oh,
down,
pas mal.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ouais, yeah.
Can we eat them?
Oui, yeah. Plus, Rover car, £10.
For us.
If you win.
Is it gift?
We play poker. Boulet.
Belote.
And if I win, maybe you fix my car.
Deal.
Yeah?
Okay.
Deal.
Excellent. Okay. Okay, how do we play? They sit around this table and they start to explain the rules of the game to him. So what? I do what? Sorry?
So you take this card and you need to put it in the middle. Explain to him.
Okay. This isn't really like poker.
You take... So when...
This card looks weird.
Stupid English.
So if
never
you
understand.
Have the valet, the jack...
V is a jack.
This is the uh-huh. biggest card.
The jack is the biggest card.
Yes. It doesn't work like normal. The jack is the biggest card. Then it is the 9.
What?
And then it is the 10.
Okay. So maybe this is a good hand. I'm going to put this. Billet.
Shit.
Oh,
billet.
Oh, putain. La chance du débutant.
Ah, ouais.
We say the beginner's luck.
On s'est fait coucher par l'anglais.
That was good.
Fuck off. We need to repair your car.
Okay. Okay.
Sweet.
Where is the car?
3 kilometers there. You know the chicken farm?
Oh,
can you bring it?
Sure. I'll. Oh no. Can we? Okay. I'll try. I'll bring it. Yeah.
Okay. Did you? Look. It's midnight. Maybe. We can do this tomorrow. Do we have to?
Look, I've got to push it 3 kilometers. It's probably going to take me a while anyway.
Is good.
Okay.
So I'll bring it here. I'll sleep in my car. I'll see you guys tomorrow, yeah?
Okay.
Au revoir.
Okay. Bonne nuit.
Allez, demain. Salut. Bonne nuit.
Au reservoir. And then he runs off. Bob runs off to the car. He gathers up the flattened chickens, puts them in the boot of the car. He starts to push it and push it. And it takes him hours and hours and hours. And he gets to the garage. The carriage is gone. There's no carriage. What's that? Hello?
Oh.
I swear it was right here.
Hello.
I swear it was right here. What am I gonna do? I left my wallet there and everything. Oh, shit. I left my wallet! Shit!
Hello?
Huh? Hello?
Can you see us?
Hello? Whoa! What is this?
Come with us.
Come with you where? I can't see you.
In the woods. No, in the fields. We can go and laugh in the fields.
What, the cornfield right here?
Yeah.
Oh, I see something moving. Hello? Hello? He walks through the cornfield. Hello? Oh,
hi.
Oh, you're tiny.
I know.
Hi.
Hello.
Who are you?
Fairies.
What are you?
We are fairies. The fairies of the cornfield. Yes.
Corn fairies? Hi.
The popcorn, some call us.
Like a fairy godmother? Are you here to help me?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Are we? Depends.
Depends on your soul.
Yes. Have you done any good in your life, Bob?
I'm sure, yeah. There was a kid at school who was being bullied, and I made friends with her, and I kind of I showed her how to stand up to the bullies, and then she became a bully.
Oh.
And then she bullied me. But I was proud of her. Because I was like, look at her go, man. I feel like shit. And she did that. But before, she was the one who was the bully. Another time, I gave a pot noodle to a homeless guy. And
okay.
Once,
did he use it as a hat?
No, I don't know. Did he use the pot noodles as a hat? I don't know. I don't know.
I know he did.
That's the wrong way to use pot noodles.
He burned himself.
Oh, shit.
He died from all the burns.
That's why I never saw him again.
That's why you're here today. That's fate.
Are you here to punish me, fairies?
No.
Is this all a big punishment?
No.
Oh.
You can redeem yourself, but you have to fix Brexit.
I have to fix Brexit? Come on. I don't think anyone can fix Brexit. That's a long gone. That ship has sailed, Missy.
You were sent to France on a mission. What do you think you had this impulse? What? Why do you think you... The trip to Malaga was just a warm-up.
I wanted to see what the big fuss was about. Everyone kept going on about it, you know? I just voted the way my family were voting because that's what all the mates in the pub were talking. They were going to vote too, so I went along with it. But, you know, I wanted to make sure I made the right choice. And to be honest, so far, I'm not having a great time. And actually... Sorry,
We brought you here so you can save the world. You didn't decide, we did.
What, is Brexit going to destroy the world?
It will.
Well, come on, that's a bit much, isn't it? Project Fear. You're all just part of Project Fear, aren't you?
Do you want us to show you the future?
We can do that.
I guess. Can you? That would be pretty cool.
Then the fairies show him 10 years into the future.
Oh my god! It's the nuclear holocaust! Oh my god! It's all because of Brexit!
No tomato, no tomatoes! Where is the mozzarella? Where are the beans and olive oil? See, bub?
Terrible. No, fairies! No, fairies! And it fades into Bob. He's asleep in his car. And he's saying in his sleep, no, fairies! No, fairies! Oh. Oh, it was a fucking dream. Fucking hell. Oh, hello?
Bon, vous allez la bouger, votre voiture, là.
Vous êtes toujours là. You're still here.
What? This, I'm still... Oh, shit.
You're still in the chicken house. Oh, you need to go garage.
Guys, it was late. It was like 3 a.m. I was three. What time is it? Kel hour est two.
Ten, seven, six. I cannot count. I'm illiterate.
10:76.
It is 6 o'clock.
6 a.m.
Yes.
Okay.
We feed the chicken at this time, but they're all dead. So obviously,
yeah,
what are we gonna do now?
Sorry, I'm taking those chickens. By the way, I put them in the boot.
Okay.
I'm going to get out your hair. Look, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. Handbrake off. No! No! Car rolls down a hill into a river. Sploosh. Oh, shit. Oh, look at it go. The car's just floating down that river. What river is this? Where the fuck are we? Where is this? What town is this? What village? What river?
You are in a great village of Saint-Cernin.
Saint-Cernin. Okay, and what's that river? Where does that river go? I need to follow my car. It's going down the river at a ridiculous speed.
Can you drive boat? A boat?
I don't know. I guess.
You have one now.
Oh, very funny. Oh, that French sense of humour. Leave the humour to the Brits, yeah? We're the funny ones, yeah? Two Ronnies. Oh, for fuck's sake, I'm leaving! Bye! And he walks. And he follows the river. South? east? Southeast.
South.
He follows the river after his car.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
God, those fucking assholes at the garage. They said they would be there. They buggered off. They weren't there. The door was locked. I had to choose. Do I stay and wait for them to open the shop? Or do I follow my car down the river? So I've abandoned my wallet. Hopefully on my way back, I'll pick up my wallet. I think, man, why am I following the car? I guess it was my dad's car, and I miss my dad. Oh, Dad, if only you were still around, I could call you. You'd give me some advice. You were stationed in France for a while. You spent a lot of time in France. You always said you hated it, but you never said why. I'm starting to understand why, Dad. Why did you marry a French woman if you hated France so much? I never liked her. Although she always gave me the best Christmas presents. She was a damn good cook. Oh, Dad. The car's the only memory I have of you, Dad. I'm going to get the car back, I promise. I'm going to get it back. All right. What town is this now? Where the fuck am I?
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Are you lost? Are you lost?
Yeah, how did you know I was English? Hi, yeah, I'm English.
Because it's the only language I talk.
Oh.
I bought half of the house of this French villages, like, oh, my friend.
Oh, are you English? English?
Yes, of course.
Oh, hi, what's your name? My name's Bob. Good to meet another fellow countryman.
Nice to meet you. My name is Maria.
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 Maria, nice to meet you. That's a wicked accent. What's that, Newcastle, yeah?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, Newcastle, Sunderland, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been raised in a wood in a big castle away from the crowd, so I don't really know.
Well, it's a pretty distinct accent. I'm pretty sure you're a Geordie. Mm. Very confirmed there. You're 100% English. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. What are you doing here,
I'm completely
dear?
Fucked, Maria.
You look like you
Excuse
are.
Excuse my language. I'm from Millwall.
Oh.
Look, my car's fucked. It's floated down this river for God knows how far. And it's the only thing I have left. I really need to get this car back. And I got fucked in this town back there. It's called, Some Don't Care. What was it called? Some Say No? Some Say No, it's called. I was in Some Say No.
Some Say No,
and everyone
mean?
Said no. And I just needed some help. Goodness. My car ran over some chickens. Those chickens are in the boot. Actually, I got some food in the car, but I just need to get to the bloody car.
Maria?
Yes, my dear.
Oh, Maria, who's the newbie?
Oh, come here over here.
You're all right, I'm Bob.
I'm going.
It's Bob.
Oh, hi.
Wait, listen, we are doing a little market at the moment. We are just selling goods like we don't use.
Oh, is this your market stall?
Yeah, it is.
There's not really any other market stalls around here. Shouldn't you normally set up in a marketplace?
Well, it's just for today. It's a brocante, as we say.
What do you call me?
Brocante.
The brocante.
Car would sail.
Oh, right. Okay, so cars stop and
yes.
buy from you. Oh, right.
This young lad, I had a little problem with his car. He's following it in a river.
Sorry, I can't quite hear you. You want to talk in my direction?
This young lad has lost his car in a river. Can you believe it?
Oh, my God. Yeah. In the river?
Yeah, it fell in the river and it just floated down and it's gone down this way. What's that town called, by the way?
Oh,
what's that's a really complicated
name. It's the village.
Is there another village?
Come on.
It has a funny name in English for us.
It's called Morkook.
My cock.
No, Morkook, which means my ass.
Oh, even so, in French, it means my ass.
Right next to condom, which is written condom.
Yes.
There's a condom next to my ass.
We do retreat day. We do yoga retreat. Really nice.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, the name is
the
pretty
yoga retreats in Morkook are the best.
That's hilarious. That's a nice little respite from my misery, to be honest. What are you selling here? What are you selling at your store?
Maybe secondhand stuff.
Yes, mainly bits of candles.
Are these all yours? Your yes. used candles?
Yes.
I did this wonderful cross stitch. Sorry.
You've been here for too long.
Very good handiwork. You own half the houses in Morkook?
Yes. This is an area where a lot of English are buying stone houses because the French are too poor to afford them.
Oh, yes. Let me see.
But we'll not.
Let me see. And you rent them out to the French for extortionate rates, yeah? Is that right?
Oh, yes, for holiday.
They hate us. We don't even know them.
I like that.
But we do boost the economy. We buy all the wine.
Yeah, exactly. But we don't talk to anyone. We don't like it. We don't even speak a word of French.
Sorry, let me get this right. My car has floated into a village full of people who hate English people.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, that must be it. Yes. Yes.
Okay, I can see that being problematic.
You know, I have no... people say I have a talent, but if anything, I would say you look like a man who was sent on a mission.
Well, I came here on one mission. It seems I've found an all new mission altogether, actually. I came here to see what the big fuss was about, and now I've got to save my rover, my dear rover. Oh, man. Look, sorry, I'm super stressed out.
Maybe you couldn't help you.
Maybe you can help me.
In any way, I don't know.
Have you got any...
What do you need?
Some money? A couple of useful French phrases to help me maybe blend into the town a bit better so they don't notice I'm English?
Maria.
Yes.
Okay, just one moment, please.
Sure, I'll have a look at your used candles, which is a odd choice of thing to sell.
We'll just be
some people
there.
Collection it.
Okay.
Okay, Maria.
Yes.
Okay, so are you interested in Bob? Because I think he's quite good looking.
Oh, my.
You see what I mean? Should
we? I'll leave it to you, honestly. I'm too old for that shit.
Okay, so we can offer him to stay at the mansion for tonight.
Your mansion?
Well,
we could do a dinner.
Oh, my God. We could do a dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you know what? He would be perfect with your niece who came last year on holiday. You know, the one with the gummy leg.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God, yes. Okay, so can you, like...
But why do you want to put my niece with this guy? We don't even know him.
Well, because I think he's got something... He looks like a young Yul Brynner.
Okay. All right, let's do this then.
Okay. Bob?
Oh, God, I just... Sorry, I got a bit faint there. I'm so hungry. Okay, now I'm starving. Haven't eaten for like almost a day. Hi, yeah. What was your name again?
Sorry, I have some Rayvita if you want.
Oh, thanks, Maria.
I love your Rayvita.
I'm Greta.
Hi, Greta. Hi.
Okay, so you know what? Why don't you stay over at our mansion just for a few days while you get back on your feet?
A few days? Look, my car's floating away as we speak, but it's getting late. I could probably do with a rest or...
It's
really
course.
Kind of you. Where's your mansion?
You can stay as long as you want.
Where's
yes.
your mansion?
We own half of the department. It's, you know.
Is your mansion in the town, in the village?
Yes, here, just here. It's the one with the grey roof. Can you see? It's a really old mansion.
Oh, wow. It looks beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're heading in the right direction in that case. I thought you lived out of town. Yeah, absolutely.
No, we just sell the candles out of town. Really, it works better out here.
Do you guys, you surely don't need the money, right? Because this can't be.
No, we just want to get rid of things, you know, like space.
Okay.
Do you watch this Marie Kondo kind of program? Like, you need to get rid of the things you don't need.
Yes. Like hoarders? Hoarders?
Yes, a little bit.
Extreme
it's more
hoarders?
Like middle-class white people just having no other problem than tidying over their houses.
Oh, yeah.
And then they cry.
Oh, how clean is your house? I remember those ladies with the marigolds, the lady with the...
That's not the same thing.
That is a different one.
Yeah, this was
we obviously have a bit of a culture. Okay.
Yeah. We need to show you Netflix.
That a few times. Is Chav racist? Okay. Thank you. Lead the way.
Okay, let's go.
You're just going to leave these candles here?
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. The little funny man there is watching over.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, Rufus, look at the candles.
C'est très beau, c'est très beau. Je t'aime la candle.
Thank you, Rufus. And shut up, thanks.
Bob! Okay, they walk. They walk or they drive?
No, they walk.
They walk.
Same village. So here is a swimming pool, here is a winter garden, here is the summer garden, and this is our nice kitchen. Please feel free to help yourself in the fridge. And maybe tonight we will throw a little dinner, a little fête.
Oh, fête! A soirée!
A soirée!
Let's do a soirée!
Do you want us to invite the mayor? He's really funny. He's
the mayor?
Oh, the mayor!
Yes, he's the only bilingual person here.
You guys know the mayor?
He's the only one that speaks English, honestly.
You really do, you're really quite popular, huh?
Oh, well, you know, when you come in, with several millions, people do tend to be nice and also very angry at you. It's half and half.
Well, look, ladies, you've been so hospitable. This is, this is a beautiful house you have here.
And this is your room.
Oh, wow. God, that's gorgeous. You guys are being far too kind to me. That's really nice of you. What's for dinner, may I ask? What's on the menu?
Did you mention some chicken?
They're in the car, floating down the river.
Oh, sorry.
Wet chicken.
Oh, we might have some caviar left from last time, some bottle of wine.
What caviar? Have you got, like, any burgers? Pizza?
Oh, we can have one made for you if you want.
Oh.
Yeah, we can just send...
I don't mean to be rude. No, I don't want to be rude. Look, I'll eat whatever. It's just I've never really had caviar before.
Not worry, my dear.
I don't know how to eat it, really.
Just with a spoon. It's pretty nice.
Okay.
But we wanted to know something.
Yeah, Greta.
What is your relationship status?
Oh, it's complicated. I'm recently divorced, actually.
Oh, how old are you, Bob?
I'm 31.
Oh, that's quite young for a divorce. I'm sorry to hear.
Yeah, I got two
really
kids
sad.
As well.
Do you really think he's the good one?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we do have to marry your niece at some point.
All right, I'm going to call her then.
It was an odd situation, yeah? Like, I was married for a few years. But it was like one of those things. I married a girl I knew from school.
Always a mistake. You need to taste so many other things before getting married.
Yeah, tell me about it. plenty more fish, huh? But it wasn't really my choice to divorce, really, actually. It happened quite recently. I've been going through a lot recently, actually. Oh, I guess this whole travelling... Maybe it was just an excuse, using Brexit as an excuse, actually.
A new departure.
Maybe I just wanted to get away from it all. My dad died a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Got divorced. And my kids don't even talk to me much anymore, unless they want something. And I've lost my car.
Oh, my God. One word springs to mind. Dickensian. It's just that poor man.
I cannot believe it. God.
I'm embarrassed of myself. Look, I can I have a moment on my own in this?
Yes, of course. Enjoy your suite. You have a bathtub and a bed.
I'm going to freshen up.
Please.
I'll be down soon for some food, yeah?
We were throwing a dinner tonight. Right. It was planned anyway, wasn't it?
Let's just also invite the plebs from the village.
My niece is actually coming tonight.
Yes.
My lovely niece.
Okay. What do you think about women who limp slightly?
What do you mean?
You'll see what I mean when it gets down to it. Okay, Bob.
I've got a lot on my mind at the moment. Limping.
Have you got a set of clothes to change into?
I've got nothing. All I got is
what's
on.
Oh, it's fine.
My dead husband's clothes are all over the place.
Oh,
please.
What, in that cupboard?
Bring the clothes.
I'm coming, maestress.
All right, thanks. So he gets some privacy and some. But when the two ladies go downstairs, they suddenly start speaking French to each other. And Their perfect, immaculate English accents disappear and they talk French to each other. And these so-called plebs from the village come into their dining room and they start planning something, all speaking in French.
OK, bon, alors, c'est bon. Là, ça y est, il
non.
est...
Oui, alors, oui, vas-y, bah, vas-y, bah, mais non, c'est
bah, oui, non, mais d'accord, mais je sais pas, tu veux toujours parler en même temps que moi. Bon.
Et où tu te calmes, hein.
Oh, hé, hey.
Non, mais attends.
Bon, tu veux qu'on s'engueule devant tout le monde, là, on fait quoi?
Écoute, continue. Écoute, je t'écoute, vas-y.
Bon.
Qu'est-ce qu'on fait?
Bah, je sais. Bon, vas-y, toi, commence.
Bon, écoute, c'est déjà bien qu'on l'aime dans cette chambre, et
maintenant... While they're talking, oh. Up in the bedroom, Bob's clothes arrive. And the clothes look odd. They're strangely weird. They kind of look like a little boy, a little French boy's outfit. Like little tiny shorts with breeches and like a little nice little shirt with a stripy blue and white shirt with some suspenders and like a little beret on. And these socks that go up to his knees and very smart little shoes. But, you know, out of politeness, Bob just puts the clothes on. He thinks this is what French people just wear. We cut back down to the dining room.
Écoute, je pense qu'il est parfait pour le rituel.
Ah, mais moi, je crois que là, on a la perle. On l'attendait depuis tellement longtemps.
J'ai parlé aux Corn Fairies et je pense...
Oh, elles lui ont montré le futur, elles me l'ont dit.
Oui, c'est génial. Du coup, il va complètement dévier de son but originel. Et nous, on peut s'en servir pour faire revivre notre enfant chéri.
Non, mon Dieu.
Notre petit frère chéri.
Oh, qu'est-ce qu'il me manque, le petit Gaspard.
Il me manque tellement.
Chapter 3. Ladies,
oh.
I'm ready now. I've had a little nap and a change and a bath.
Oh, you look lovely.
You're so lovely.
Is this what your dead husband used to wear, is it? You said these are your dead husband's clothes. This is interesting.
Yes.
French clothes are very interesting.
Yes.
Some say they're very small.
Yeah, it's a little tight around the knackers, if you excuse my French.
It is.
I made a joke.
It is just lovely how
so
frankly you speak.
Cute.
Oh, hello. Hello, folks. Are these the locals you were talking about?
Bonjour, bonsoir, bonjour, bonsoir, bonsoir, bonsoir,
bonsoir. Yeah, bonsoir. Yeah, hello. Hello, yeah, these are the locals, I guess, yeah?
Yes, they are. And they're
already eating all the appetizers.
Okay.
Okay, it's quite a spread out. Yeah, I'm hungry. I'm really hungry, actually.
Are you thirsty?
Sure, yeah.
You look thirsty. Just drink this wine, please, Bob.
Oh, thanks so much. Is it local?
From this cup.
It is. Yes. Organic, natural wine.
Well, I don't really care about that shit, really.
Oh, I hear...
Whether it's organic, but...
I hear people in East London love it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I hear that too. That's why I don't live in fucking London. Yay! Snowflakes. All right, here we go. Thank you. Sorry,
drink,
I'm so rude.
Drink, please, drink.
Okay.
He's drinking.
C'est bon. Mm.
Okay. Mm. Oh, that's quite sweet, actually. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, drink more. Oh, that's good.
That's delicious.
Qu'est-ce qu'on doit faire après?
Faut qu'il s'asse. Sit down, please. Just have a sit. Like, Luke, this is your... Sit down.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
This is the most comfortable chair. Oh, wow. Oh, this is nice.
How are you feeling?
Really, really relaxed, actually.
That is good.
Did you hear that?
This is good if you're comfortable.
Yeah, I had a really hot bath upstairs. I guess it's made me a little drowsy. What's that? I know that sound.
Which sound?
What sound?
I was in this, you know, when I was in Some Say No, mm-hmm. I had this weird dream out there. I met these like little French fairies or something. I didn't know that was a part of French folklore, but there were some fairies out there.
Oh,
it was a weird dream.
It
was just a weird trippy dream. I was super tired and stressed out. But
Maybe you should close
I can hear
your
giggling.
Eyes.
Are there children here or are there any of the local kids around?
The neighbor's kids are running around, but...
Maybe that's it. I'm super tired. Maybe I'm half dreaming again.
Just
no.
Close your eyes, Bob.
But wait, aren't we going to eat some?
There,
Bob. Are we going to eat some caviar?
We are. Just
a spoon.
Now Bob is asleep.
And the two women are planning his reincarnation.
They start the ritual. They place all the half-burned candles all around Bob.
And they light them up.
Fuck it, you repeat it.
One
at a time.
I'm not
They start chanting. The corn fairies reappear to Bob in his sleep.
Hello? Hello?
Hey,
it's you again.
Oh,
dreaming again. I was having a real nice time. Why do I have to be bloody dreaming?
Bob, you will never come back to where you come from.
What? What do you mean?
No, Bob, because in order for Brexit to not happen, we had to sacrifice you. We had no choice, though. You wouldn't help us.
What do you mean?
We've given you to the two witch sisters. They have been trying to revive their child for the past 200 years.
You're hilarious. What, Maria and Greta?
Yes.
They're as true blue as anything. They're British through and through. Didn't you hear their perfect Geordie accent?
British.
That's what you think, Bob.
What?
They are French, from old French Moyen Age.
What do you mean?
Middle Age.
The only way that could be true is if what I was hearing was some sort of enchantment.
Remember and actually, the witch hunting?
They were speaking with really strong French accents, but I managed to hear only a Geordie accent, and that's impossible.
It is possible for witches. That's why they killed. They tried to kill us all.
So
it never worked.
Just explain me this, you so-called fairies, which I don't believe are real, by the way. How is bringing back their dead kid going to stop Brexit?
It's their dead brother.
Because that baby brother was supposed to marry Theresa May, and he didn't. If he had, the course of history would have been changed forever.
Really?
Never.
Wait a second. But David Cameron had, like, a Spanish wife. Nigel Farage has a German wife. Oh, it's the trifecta. If Theresa May had a French husband, that is the three major powers of Europe.
You
the three influences.
It. He guessed
it. I knew
you remove, you remove one pillar and the whole building collapses. You need all three.
The choice is yours, Bob.
In order to marry Theresa May, we will have to go back in time.
Wait, so let me get this straight. You're going to reincarnate me as a little baby brother, and then we're going to go back in time, and then I'm going to grow up as this little French kid who will then marry Theresa May.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Have I got that right?
Yes.
Fucking hell.
But you will love it. The food is great.
You won't even remember your previous life. Shit life.
You won't remember your divorce.
In a river, and your divorce, and everything.
My dead dad.
Your dead dad, you won't remember him.
But I still have a choice.
Well, not really.
You just said the choice was mine.
Well, maybe? It might have been a bit more of a figure of speech that fairies use to look just slightly.
What do you mean? No, I don't want to. No. I don't want. Why can't I move? Why am I hands? And he starts fading into the real world again.
Maria? Maria?
Oui, oui.
Greta?
Oui.
Bonsoir.
Ah, ça va, mon chéri?
Oh, mais qu'il est mignon, regardez-le.
Je suis très jolie.
Oh, mais oui,
Il apprend à parler. Quelle
ange.
Il va falloir aller jouer avec ta cousine.
Oui.
Hein, Teresa, regarde, là-bas.
Teresa.
Hello, my name's Theresa May. Oh, tout très beau.
Allez, Teresa, amène-le dans ta chambre et faites des choses ensemble.
Oh, thank you. Did he just say I was pretty? Oh, thank you. What's your name? Je m'appelle Jean-Robert.
Jean-Robert, va avec Teresa jouer dans la chambre.
My name is Jean-Robert.
Oh, les cours d'anglais ont été tellement utiles. J'adore.
And young Theresa May and Jean-Robert travelled back in time and grew up together. They grew up together happy, in love, and end up getting married.
Ding,
and with the three major players in right-wing politics, all married to Europeans, they had no leg to stand on to initiate a Brexit movement. Cameron with his, I think, Spanish wife. Oh, am I thinking of Nick Clegg? Oh, shit, I'm thinking of Nick Clegg. Doesn't matter. And Farage with his German wife. And Theresa May with her French husband, Jean Robert.
Let's cancel it, guys. Let's cancel Brexit.
What do you mean? Cancel what? It never happened. And that's how we do it. That's how we do it. Amandine, Marie, it's been a pleasure. I hope you had fun.
Thank you. Yeah, a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
We fucking smashed it. I really enjoyed that. We're going to call it there. We've got another show coming up in a minute. We've got Angelica's Indie Live Sessions with Angelica Miller. She's got a wicked guest on today. Justice is going to come on, do some of his songs, of his new LP.
Justice?
For us.
The French Justice?
Oh, not the French band, Justice, no. Yeah, there's a French band called Justice.
Oh, my God. I skipped a whole bit here.
We were like fangirling.
Yeah, my God,
what the fuck?
Well, I was going to play some Jack Brel, but actually, fuck it. Let's put some Justice on.
No, this was Gainsbourg, by the way.
Serge Gainsbourg. Sorry. What's the name of that Justice song?
D-A-N-C-E.
D-A... Oh, yeah, okay. What does that spell?
D-A-N-C-E. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It spells dance. And look, I've had such a great time.
Thank you, Talal. That was fun. Oh,
I loved it. You guys are welcome back anytime. Come
back. Can we plug stuff?
This is the time to plug.
Yes!
Plug away.
Okay.
Where can people find FBI, or can they find you individually if you want them to?
Okay, speak about your stuff, I speak about
Okay, so the FBI is on Facebook, Instagram. Is it on Twitter?
Yeah, but we don't really use it that much. We are playing, actually tomorrow morning, we are playing a little kids show in a school. And Saturday the 9th, we will be at the Bridewell Theatre.
None of this episode will not be out by then.
Okay. So we are playing once a month in theaters. We are on Facebook called FBI-improvisation. And on Instagram we are FB Improvisation altogether. And you can follow us and love us.
We are doing a show in English on the 21st of February.
Whoa.
At the What a Poet, I think.
Oh, is it the Carte Blanche?
It is the Carte Blanche, and it will be
a
with
wicked venue.
The resident Hoopla team, Gamez, which I'm also a part of. And we are at Gamez Improv on all channels, Twitter, the book, the gram, everything. And we play at Hoopla every Thursday and Saturday.
Whoa, I'm going to come to that. At the Water Poet, 21st of February.
Yes.
Superb. And Amandine, anything to plug?
Nothing to plug. I wish I could say that I'm doing a stand-up soon, but I'm not. So just keep in touch, guys.
Yeah, same here. Look, you can follow me on Facebook. Don't try and friend me if I don't know you, but you can follow me. I put out all my songs.
Can I
do.
Friend you?
Yeah, of course you can. I make funny songs and I put them on Facebook.
Really
you
funny
can,
songs. Better in live, though.
Better
in live. I mean, it's always better in live.
I always promote any live show I have as and when they get booked. And also on Insta. Find me on Insta at Talalaban. And you will hear my songs there. You can catch up with my intimate stories and my little songs. And pictures of my cat. Mon chat Claude. I have a French cat. His name is Claude.
Claude.
Oh, like my dad.
Really?
Yes, my dad's called Claude.
Oh, well, maybe he is as...
Dedicace
my code. Cat is a little prick.
All cats
yeah,
are.
My dad is a little prick as well, so that's fine.
Something in the name. And
do you know what it means, actually, Claude?
Yeah, it means you have claws.
No.
What
it
then?
Actually
does it even
means
mean something?
The someone with a limp. We were just talking about
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Gammy leg.
Gammy leg.
Gammy leg. Synchronicities today.
This is beautiful.
Oh
this is beautiful.
We're
it's
connected.
Destiny we've met. I just want to say, you two, by the way, last night around 9 p.m., 8 p.m., or late, it was very late yesterday when we put this
confirm.
Together.
Yeah,
for me,
yeah.
It was this morning. I was actually making coffee when I agreed to this. So,
I really appreciate that you came down. That's kind of the nature of this show. It's improv through and through, from toes to tips.
I feel addicted to recording podcasts. So I have to say, please, can we come back soon?
Of course.
Yeah, please, I want to come
back.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
No, you guys passed the test. I will definitely be releasing this episode. All right, calm down. I have to clear the room for the next guest,
for the next show.
I'm afraid.
I'll so, miss you an extra hour.
We're going to have some
on.
Justice. We're going to listen to Justice now. And then in the next show, we're going to have a local
Another
rapper
Justice.
Called Justice. But his rap name is slightly different. But I've really loved it today. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Shiloh.
At
Thank
The Lil
you.
Show on Twitter as well, and find The Lil Show on Facebook. That's been The Lil Show. We love you. Lil Show out. Peace!
You're listening to
K2K Radio.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.